and a very warm welcome to this week's episode of the Blue Toon Podcast. On the show this week is a young man who watched Peterhead as a boy and dreamed of playing at Balmoor. He has since fulfilled that dream and is now a permanent member of the squad. It is, of course, Danny Strachan.
Okay, on the podcast this week is a young man who has recently signed permanently with Peterhead after two loan spells. He is a Peterhead loon. He is one of our own. Welcome along, Danny Strachan. Danny, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. How has your summer been? I know it's been about an uncertain one for you, but away from football, have you been enjoying the summer again?
Yeah, it's been good. We finished just towards probably the middle of May, and then obviously I was in touch with Jim once I knew I wasn't getting anything at Dundee, and the intention was to offer me something. Obviously, I wanted to look at what I had on the table first, but came back in on the 7th with Peterhead. Been training since then, enjoyed it, and decided to make the permanent move.
Was that a decision that you wanted to take a little bit of time over, or was it once you made the offer, was it a quick decision?
I think I've always wanted to play for Peterhead, and last year wasn't really ideal at all, but I'm hoping now that I'm an actual Peterhead player, things will be slightly different, and be able to kick on and have a good season.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. So, in terms of when you left Dundee, then did you see that as something that was coming? Did you feel it was on the cards?
I wasn't too sure, really. Obviously, the change of manager mid-season didn't really help. I wasn't too sure. Most of the other boys around about my age have still had another year of their contract. So, in the back of my head, I was hoping that I'd done enough to. Obviously, just in training, because I wasn't playing games at Peterhead at that point, do enough to extend by another year. But Mark McGee came in, and they've obviously taken the decision to not extend the contract, which has led to me signing for Peterhead now.
Does a change of manager, does that change how things go for you personally? You know, just straight away, did you get an impression that he doesn't have any interest in you?
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was pretty similar, the transition. I was still in amongst the first team every day, near enough, just until the last couple of weeks when I knew I was already on my way out. But I wanted to find out quite early on so I would know, like, the plan for next season. Mm-hmm. And not just be left at the end of the season, no club, rushing into anything. So, didn't make too much of a difference, but it's obviously just opinions, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, as we all know, football is all about opinions. You know, you might be liked by one coach, and as you said, just a change of manager can change your whole career, can't it?
Yeah.
And did you have any other offers? Did you want to stay full time at this kind of present moment in time?
I think at first I thought I would like to stay full time. Then I thought about it a bit more. And a chat with Gordon Strachan as well at Dundee, he was saying that maybe it's going part-time if you're playing, you've got something else to focus on as well, it could maybe be a beneficial thing.
Yeah,
rather than ending up at a bigger club, maybe not breaking in or whatever. So I kind of thought about it more and more, and then just seemed like this league especially, the part-time teams seem to compete just as well as the full-time teams, as we've seen with the likes of Falkirk and stuff like that recently.
Yeah, I think if you take the examples, say like Grant Savory, for example, he came in last season, dropped down for being fit at Celtic, and then you know how well he played. So it does show that maybe just taking that step back can help your career.
Yeah, definitely. I think Grant's a great example of that. And there's obviously other boys that have done well. Sure, Scott Brown, obviously, he's been here a while now, but I think he could have made the step up a few years ago, really. I think he's had the opportunity to. And other boys that came are flying, probably having offers, but happy to play football here.
I think there's so many good part-time players, as you said, that the league is so tough, so tight, that you know sometimes a part-time player can be as good as what some of the full-time players can be.
Yeah, definitely. I think we worked to be, especially last season, we worked to be just as fit as the full-time teams. I think that came across, especially in a few of the games. When I was first here as well, when I first came in, I wasn't sure what to expect fitness-wise, but the boys are flying.
Yeah.
Need to be that if you want to compete with full-time teams, I suppose.
When you initially came on loan first time, did you kind of have that bit of apprehension about, you know, going full time and then, you know, essentially playing with part time players? Did you know what to expect?
I'd always known the standard would be good, but I just wasn't sure, like, when it turned up at training, obviously completely new, then boys would be fit. Obviously working through the day and then training at night, like what like the standard would be, but that first couple of times I came in, we trained at Montrose the first night I came in, and the tempo was really good. So I took it, and really good session. Done well, and then signed on loan off the back of that.
Of course, you were still training full-time at Dundee anyway, so it wasn't, yeah. It wasn't just as though you were only a couple of days a week, but you're still, as yourself, you're still full-time at the time.
Yeah, well, we were training. There was a lot of time we trained on the Tuesday morning and then came to Peterhead at night as well. So it was a lot of training for us, but I enjoyed it. More football, the better, especially when I wasn't getting games. Just trying to keep the confidence up, trying to keep playing as much as possible.
So it's a bit like you were almost doing the same as what the other guys were doing, really, sort of working through the day, and then on a Tuesday night or Thursday night, you're a bit more training. So you sort of knew what to kind of expect then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's we'll move on. We'll comment a bit more about Peterhead in a moment, but I want to get to know a bit more about yourself. As we know, you are from up here. You're one of the only Peterhead new playing for Peterhead, which I think many fans would be pretty pleased about. At least there is somebody there now. But tell us about your footballing journey then. What was your sort of earliest memories of either watching or playing? When did you start?
I just always remember going to Peterhead games. Me and my dad would have a season ticket nearly every year. Mum and sister would come along as well. But I wouldn't even be able to tell you what age it was I started coming. A long time I've been going to Balmoral now. And then I was just playing the school team to begin with. And the Hexagon football club up here, Walter takes that. And it was off the back of that that he'd mentioned me to Aberdeen along with a few other boys, and then we went down, I think it was called the Advanced Centres back then, Jim Crawford, Aberdeen done that, and it was just a big pool of players, quite a lot, and then went from that, from the age of 7, and then when we got to 9, it got whittled down into a trial for the under 10s age group, the first age group of the teams, and I was in on trial with that for a couple of weeks, and then signed for there, and was there till I was 17.
I think obviously that's the advantage of Aberdeen having such a prominent name, and you know the full time club, they can have such a big network. Do you think maybe that's something that maybe Peterhead's maybe missing slightly, having that sort of youth line of players, if you like?
Yeah, I think so. Like usually you have boys from Peterhead, but they're just being the boys' club, and there's no real, not proper connection between the club and the boys' club. So I think you'd probably miss out on a lot of local boys, good talent. There would be a few going to Aberdeen, like around about the same time as me. There was a decent amount of us travelling through. But even that, it's a long way. It's a big commitment for parents as well. So boys from Peterhead maybe would be able to do that. Mm. I was lucky enough to be able to get a lift through 2-3 times a week. But some boys will miss out on that. They'll lose good talent about the town.
Yeah, and it was long before the bypass was built as well. So even longer journey.
Yeah.
What was your earliest kind of memories of going to Balmoral? Do you remember your sort of first kind of games, or was there an early memory that stands out?
I don't remember exactly what games. I just remember going nearly every week. I'd look forward to that, and then there was a while where I couldn't really go as much because we played on the Saturday with Aberdeen. But then it went back to the Sunday, so I went back to the season ticket after that. But all I always remember just the big cup games, stuff like that. When you're playing the big teams, the built-in stands, like the standing section behind the goals coming in. I remember the Rangers game as well when they came down to League 2 that first game. We drew it, but really could have won it. It was just a great atmosphere at the place.
To be fair, I think we really should have won it that day.
Yeah, I think so.
We had them played them off the park. I think they got a bit of a shock as to how difficult it was going to be for them.
Yeah. And then went down there and beat them as well. I wasn't down. Only went to Ibrox once to watch us in the cup. I mean, we got beat 5-0. So that was an idea.
so you maybe should be biting him off.
If
we're going again. Had you always been a defender then, or was your early days, I guess, you were just learning it, it was just morphed into a defender?
At first, my school, I probably played midfield, but I wasn't really too much, just centre side. Then I went to Aberdeen and sort of naturally came back to be a defender. Started off probably more central defender, like 11, 12, and then towards 13, 14, became a right back. That's what I've been since. So I've learned that over the years now.
So is there anybody that you've sort of been watching, and or anybody, you know, and doesn't need to be Peter Hayes, it could be anyone, but is there anybody you sort of look at and go, that's the kind of defender I want to be?
It was always Graeme Sharp played a lot of years when I was watching, and David Donald as well, I remember that. And then obviously Cammy Carr came on loan, and I've played with him in Dundee for the last 3 years as well. So I've learnt a lot of him. You just watch the top. It's changing all the time, fullbacks now. Trent Alexander Arnold and boys like this, just attacking outputs next level. Rather than just being a defender, you're involved the whole game, creating chances and everything.
How much is the Carmi kind of influence your maybe decision to go to Peterhead, or obviously an easy one for you, but did he have good things to say about his time at Peterhead?
Yeah, he said he really enjoyed it. He still keeps in touch with Jim. For now and then, he said he's still been speaking to him. He just recommended it, said go out there and try and get some games under your belt. He went there, kicked on for a season, came back the second season, didn't do near as well, didn't play much, but ended up going back to Dundee, getting the team. Yeah. He said just take the opportunities as you can, do as well as you can.
And now getting a testimonial this season as well, eh?
Yeah.
Fully deserved. You mentioned Donald there as well. I think he's one of the sort of most more underrated players.
Yeah.
He sort of flies under the radar, so he was a very, very good player, very consistent player.
Yeah, I remember him quite well, and then obviously Sharp played for a few years as well, but even just watching him at that age, trying to take stuff in, obviously didn't know too much about the game at that point, but watching him will still be in good stead, hopefully.
Yeah, well, that's it. You go there as a fan initially, and then I think you start taking an interest more, especially once you almost nailed down a position, if you like. You sort of say, well, how does he deal with this situation? How does he deal with that? And by going to games is the only way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I tried to get out as much as possible as well. And then that couple of years in between, I didn't really get to watch too much. But that's why I was delighted when we went back playing the Sunday, so I could get to the games again.
How did your development go at Aberdeen then? Was you ever sort of near that point of, you know, even getting a sniff of the first team, or was you anywhere near that?
My last year there, I was still at school, but a lot of the time I was going in full time with the reserve team, like coming out of school a couple of days a week, playing reserve games and stuff. I never properly trained in a first team session, just where there would be like subs from the game before that would train with the reserves, like 7-8 boys maybe. Mm-hmm. But that last year, I played 5 or 6 reserve games I probably started, so I thought I was doing quite well then. Fully expected probably to be offered a full-time deal. But then they just came back with another, they wanted me to stay at school again and just go in 2-3 times a week. But I was ready to make the jump to full-time football, mm-hmm. I thought.
So who makes that decision then? Is that the decision of the youth coaches, or is that the first team manager at the time?
I'm not the youth coach. My 18s coach was pushing for me to be offered a full time deal as well as a reserve coach, I think. But I think it was something to do financially, how many boys you could take in, and then above that for first team budget as well. So I wasn't really too sure. I think it was further up the decision was made.
That would be with Derek McInnes, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. He liked to let a lot of the younger boys go, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
So when you eventually did leave Aberdeen, then was a bit of a wrench to leave, or were you ready to then move on, do you think?
I think I just wanted to play full-time football. There were boys offered at Aberdeen, and I thought I was ready to make that jump as well. So after I came in with Peterhead for a while, and then Dundee offered me a, I think it was 2-week trial at the time because I was going on holiday after. So I went in there, done well, came back from holiday, played a couple of games, and then was offered a year, a full-time deal.
Okay.
And just put that straight away. I was happy to take that. And then I ended up moving down there, actually, after a couple of months, because the travel was too much to begin with.
I should have asked as well, was there anybody at Aberdeen that, you know, you were playing with that has now gone on to do well?
Conor Barron was in that. He came right through with me. We probably played with each other from when we were 8 or 9. He was with older age group to begin with, but most of them years he was in the team with me. Apart from that, there's the boy Kieran Shanks has just signed for Arbroath.
Mm.
He was playing the Highland League last year. He's another one my age. There's a few boys that are around Highland League level as well, but Conor Barron would be the one that's kicked on the furthest.
Yeah, he seems to be breaking through and doing really well as well, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to see, you know, at least one of the batch, I guess, doing well at that club then.
Yeah.
Because you're almost kind of wasting the scouting network if somebody doesn't break through.
I think around about my age as well. Obviously, Calvin Ramsey is a year younger, but he's gone on, got his 5 million move, whatever, massive move. And then above me, Dean Campbell's played a good few games. Terry Taylor went down to England as well. Archie Mayer, Harry Sharp, that's at Dundee now, played a few games as well. So there's boys in around that. I think overall they've probably produced a good amount of talent from around about my age group anyway.
Yeah, and you still keep in touch with a lot of them?
Yeah, a few of them. Not so much anymore since I moved away and all that, but I speak to them when I see them and still keep in touch, see what they're getting up to.
You mentioned your 2 week trial at Dundee before you signed on, but you mentioned as well speaking to Jim beforehand. Was there any doubts that you were ever going to sign for Dundee and go to Peterhead, or was it always going to be a case that you wanted to give full time another crack?
I wanted to go full time, but then obviously I wasn't guaranteed anything at Dundee, so I was always had that to come back to Jim. But even at that age, I would have been 16, turning 17, so I don't think I would have been ready to play at Peterhead at all. I think I would have needed a few more years of development. So I went to Dundee, trained just with the 18 squad to begin with, played 18 games, then after about 7-8 months probably was when I started training with the first team more and more.
Yeah, I think if you'd signed for Peterhead at 16, I guess game time might have been pretty limited at that time.
Yeah, I presume I would have maybe gone out on loan somewhere. But I wanted to, at that age, I still think I had a lot of developing to do.
Mm.
So training as much as possible is what I needed.
So when you went to Dundee, did you notice any obvious differences between how things worked at Aberdeen and how things worked at Dundee as well?
Initially, it wasn't really too much because when I was at Aberdeen, there wasn't a training ground, obviously. They've got Cormac now, but at the time, we would just report to the stadium, minibus over to wherever we were to train, and Dundee was pretty similar with that. So that wasn't too different. Still had breakfast and lunch to begin with. Things changed at Dundee after COVID financially and everything, but to begin with it was pretty similar, just a bit of a smaller club than Aberdeen.
Mm. In terms of the coaching abilities, were they fairly similar or was there a marked difference again?
No, fairly similar. I really liked my 18s coach at Dundee, Scott Robertson. He was at Dundee United previously and then came to Dundee, I think it was just before me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned a lot from him. He's a really good coach, really in detail. Always wants the best for the boys as well.
When you did sign, did they give you almost like a year plan and say, like, this is how we see things going in terms of your development, or was it a case of just sort of take each week or month as it comes?
Well, I had 1 year left at the under-18s level, so the plan was just to come in, play for that under-18s team and do as well as I could and push the reserve squad as well.
Mm-hmm.
The reserve squad was quite young at Dundee. They had a lot of young boys, even going on the bench for the first team and stuff. So I thought it was a great opportunity. And then played the first 6 months at 18s and played a couple of reserve games as well. And that was when the manager took me in and started training with the first team.
And did that give you a bit of a boost then? Think you're on the right path then if he was bringing you in to play or train with the first team?
Yeah, definitely. I think at that time there would already have been 5 or 6 of us training with the first team nearly every day. So that's good. That I think going into that environment quite young at that age was good for me, because I learned a lot, and that's me being training with them from that age until when I left. So some good players there I played with, learning the men's game more every day in training as well.
Yeah.
So enjoyed it.
Do you find that you pick things up easily? You know, you're a good learner, a good listener?
Yeah, I'd say I take most things in. I think I'm intelligent, and as far as that goes, I think I learn a lot from being told, and even just watching, that you just pick up bits off different players, just how they conduct themselves, stuff like that.
When did the sort of discussions of maybe a loan come about?
I think it was after COVID. No, it was before COVID. I hadn't got a loan. Most of the boys had. I picked up an injury while they were looking for me to go on loan. You know, I was out for 6 weeks. I think it was an ankle injury. And then everything stopped with the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as that started opening up, when I heard League 1, League 2 were restarting, I was just went in and said, look, I've missed out on that before. I want to get out on loan, try and get some games. And it was Scott Robertson, the youth coach, that got in touch with Jim and just said, yeah, like, you obviously remembered me from before.
Mm-hmm.
Just said, you can come down a couple of sessions, we'll have a look at how he's developed since then. And then from there, just signed me on loan to end the season.
It's almost like a job interview or a kind of audition, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you say, well, bring him in and we'll see what he can do. So, do you think you were... Did they put you through the ringer quite a bit then, specifically just to see how you got on?
I don't know. I think he obviously knew what I was like a couple of years before, but I think he'd come and watch, I think, a couple of the reserve games as well, so he'd seen how I was developing. And then maybe just wanted to see me in amongst the boys.
Yeah.
See what I could do. But I think it was just that 1-2 sessions then. I think he was always looking to bring me in. Just wanted to see how I was first.
That must be good for you then, knowing that he's a bit missed out when you signing, you know, a couple of years earlier, but it's been keeping an eye on you though.
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time. I think it was only after I signed on loan that first time that, I don't know if it was him or someone else that had mentioned that he'd been it was a Clyde Stadium, we played Motherwell Reserve Cup, and he'd come and watch. He may watch another person as well, but so he was there to keep an eye on me.
So you did sign then after the suspension, which was a bit of a joke, to be honest, but we won't talk about that. You had to wait a wee bit for your first start, though, a couple of appearances off the bench. Were you aware that you would obviously have to be patient before you got your chance, or were you kind of thinking, this is not going how I thought it was going to go?
No, I knew I would come straight into the team. Obviously, midway through a season, even though there was a break, the team was in place.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd just go in, work hard, hopefully an opportunity would come. It was when Conroy got injured, I think. That was when the first opportunity came, and Freeman moved over to the left side. And then came and got that first start in the East 5 game and thought it had a decent game. And then played a few after that as well.
Kieran Freeman, another... I guess another example of, you know, taking a step back, going on loan, and how well he's doing the Scotland under 21 international. Just how was he at that time as well? I know you were maybe briefly with him, but could you see the talent he had?
Yeah, I'd always heard about him as well, like growing up, how he went down south as well and then came back up. But he's flying now, he's done really well this season at Dundee United. And then obviously Scotland 21's caps have come from that. He's done really well there, 2 games as well, from what I've heard.
Yeah, I think I watched him on TV news. He was one of the standout performers, so he's obviously learned quite a lot when he was with Peter Hayes, so hopefully that continues. You got, I think, the final 6 games in a row you started. Was that great to get those 90 max under your belt?
Yeah, definitely. I think at that time we started to play really well. Picked up a few really good results. The Falkirk one springs to mind at home.
Mm-hmm.
The 1-0 win. I think if that season had gone on a bit further, I think we could have pushed up a bit. Obviously, it split, didn't it, before the end, which meant the last couple of games was kind of nothing games. But I think at that time, we were playing some really good stuff and could have pushed on a bit further.
Yeah, and you've got to mention your goal as well, doing the East Fife. Thoughts on that? Do you remember much of it?
No, not really. I just remember picking the ball up and playing it to Hamish. I don't know how he's managed to get it back to me. I thought it was going to come over the top, but he's just managed to slide it through the boy's legs and then looked up at the goal and just left half the goal from it. I'm not really sure what he was doing, so... No, I didn't really sink in that I'd scored, because I don't score many goals, but just looking back after, realising I've scored for Peterhead, a great achievement for myself personally.
Yeah, it's because you didn't score many goals, I guess it's one of those things of, well, what do I do now, how do I react, because
yeah, exactly.
I don't really know.
There were no fans either, so it was a bit different as well, so I think it was just a little punch in there and walk back.
Was maybe the, I know you're saying how good it was to score for Peterhead, but perhaps maybe if it had been at Balmoor in front of fans for your first one, might have been a little bit better.
Yeah, that's what the ideal scenario would have been, so hopefully that'll happen at some point this season, get one with the fans there. Aberdeen game would be perfect.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get a start first.
Yeah, I know.
So once you finished that that season there, you obviously went back to Dundee. What was the plans after that then?
I was still waiting for a while I was out of contract then that season, and I was still waiting for a while to sort all that out. I think the boys that had been released had already been told, so I kind of knew off that I would be getting kept, but the contract situation dragged on for a wee while, but they were happy with how I'd done, gone out on loan, got a few games done well, so I got another year off the back of that, and then initially they wanted to send me on loan straight away again for the next season, which ended up happening after a while.
Was that something you welcomed again, that I'm going another loan spell, or did you think, if you're going to sign me for another year, I should be kneeling off the first team?
No, I thought I needed to go on loan for another year, well, 6 months minimum at least, because obviously that first spell at Peterhead was only the last couple of months of the season, which is not enough. So I was wanting to go back to Peterhead, I made that quite clear. And Jim said he'd want to take me back as well. So all three of us ended up going back as well.
Yeah, it must be good for you, you know, having Josh and Lyle back as well. Did that make things a little bit easier for you to integrate yourself back in that team again?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, when I first came back, them two weren't, I can't remember what had happened, and they just got recalled. Or Lyle wasn't allowed to come back, because I don't know, something went on. I can't remember what it was, but then the next season we obviously all got to come, and that makes it easier because it's players you're used to playing with, your mates around the changing room, so it's good.
Yeah, I think Josh got injured after the first game, and then once the suspension happened, I think Dundee brought Lyle back and then would release him again for the remainder of the season. So it was obviously good for us to get those two back, particularly how well Josh had done in that first 6 months. He was just phenomenal, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's kicked on a lot. Obviously, last season he didn't really get to play much because that injury kept him out for most of the year. He wasn't training for it, must have been near enough half the season. But no, he done really well the first half of the season and earned his way back into that team. And hopefully now he goes on and plays a few more games this season, kicks on again.
But you obviously been training with him. Did you know how good he could be?
Yeah, he's just a powerhouse. Like, when he's got space in front of him, he's hard to stop. And I think that's the strength of his game. So hopefully with a few more games, he obviously added a few goals when he was playing for Dundee as well. Headers, which I didn't think I'd ever see from him, really. But hopefully he manages to cement a place in that team this season.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he does well and fully deserves everything he's getting, as you said. The second season started well for you in terms of getting the games. I mean, you're getting a lot of game time initially up until sort of maybe September kind of time. Yeah. Did you think that things were going well for you at that time?
I thought they were going well at points. It was kind of a wee bit inconsistent, probably. Not as consistent as I had been at the end of the last season. The team was changing quite a bit. And then obviously went up back three at times as well, played with the wing backs. And I just found myself on the bench a lot of the season. And Josh was doing well right back, so we couldn't really complain much because he was giving us a lot going forward. So I just had to sit and try and be patient as long as possible.
Was it a frustrating kind of period for you at that time? And just, or were you sort of watching and being pleased for Josh at the time.
Yeah, it's a weird one because obviously you want to be playing, but it's disappointing that you're frustrated to be sitting on the bench, but you're happy that your mate's doing well and there's not much you can do about that. Just because you can play in a few other positions as well, but Jim obviously mainly seen him as a right back, whereas Dundee seen him as a midfielder. So that was the only kind of frustrating thing where I could thought he could have played in the middle, I could have played right back, but he was flying to right back, so there wasn't much I could argue with.
Yeah, there's no point in changing it really. No. You can understand that. We mentioned the Dundee B game in the cup as well. Another debacle. What's your thoughts on that? Then you know, obviously you're on loan from Dundee at Peterhead. We'll get drawn against Dundee B in the cup. You're essentially playing against a team who you'll be could potentially be playing for at that weekend. It just didn't make any sense, really, did it?
No, well, Arsenal didn't know what was going to go on. As soon as we seen the draw, we just thought, right, that's typical. Don't know what will happen here. In a couple of weeks building up to it, we were still asking, who are we playing for? Are we just sitting out? I don't know. And it was just a week before they said, no, you're playing for us. Yeah, you will be playing for us. Like, we couldn't have just sat out and played for whoever had gone through and wanted us playing for them. Obviously, Jim didn't agree with that, which is rightly so. Because Peterhead had paid wages as well, so I don't know. It's just a strange situation, a strange cup, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a weird one, and I mean, we had the situation straight away that obviously once you know Peterhead went through, you three guys were cup tied.
Yeah, and that's what the frustrating thing with us was. I think we probably, as a three, would have rather sat out and then just played for whoever gone through, but then that would have left both teams with no players, because it was a time where we were short of players with Peterhead, and obviously the B team was quite short as well. But yeah. No, it wasn't our decision who to play for, we were just told what to do.
Well, hopefully that rule gets changed, because there's a rarity that it happens, I guess, but you know, it throws up a situation that maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, I don't think. It's probably quite rare that there's three on loan at the same team, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that was what we were doing, but even still, it's. Wasn't really thought through too well, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, if it maybe just been one, then it would have made too much of a difference. But three key players, I guess, as well for Peterhead or for Dundee B, would have been a big thing. So how did you prepare for that game then? Because obviously you know that you want to put in 100% effort into it, but you don't want to maybe you know potentially injure one of your current teammates or your Peterhead teammates at the same time?
Yeah, it's quite a strange one. We obviously just went out to try and win, playing a normal game. Then you're playing against players that you're going to go and train with in a couple of days' time as well. I think the Peterhead team had changed slightly. It was boys that hadn't been playing too much. I remember Darren playing, had a really good game.
Mm.
And then Brett obviously came on the outfield as well, so you couldn't really prepare for that at all.
I can imagine if he scored in that game as well.
I think there was one point that sat up to the edge of the box. I thought he was going to go for it, but I think he just ran out of ideas.
you weren't starting to go, shoot.
No. I don't think I would have been able to live that down if he'd scored any stuff.
as good as the opening period of the last season was, obviously you mentioned how good Josh was and you were sort of negating as much game time and obviously then January comes around and Josh gets recalled and there's a bit of uncertainty with yourself and Lyle and I think there's a bit of uncertainty really even now we don't really know what the sort of situation was. What was your take on what was happening at that time?
Well, in the couple months before January I was still speaking to Jim and he was saying, just be patient. It looks like Josh will be getting recalled and then we'll need you, we'll need you to play right back. So I was just sitting, waiting for that. We kind of knew, it wasn't confirmed, but we knew Josh would be heading back with how well he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Lyle just expected to be there after January as well and hopefully get in the team for the next 6 months. And then I don't really know what happened. One night just got a phone call off Jim, said there's been disagreement with the clubs. It was nothing to do with footballing ability between with me and Lyle or anything. It was just political stuff and we wouldn't be coming back.
So you guys were sort of caught really in the middle of through no fault of your own, really.
Yeah, we were asking questions about what was happening, or if, like, so we could get recalled to go somewhere else, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing was happening. It was obviously to do with wages or whatever. I'm not really too sure. We didn't ever find out too much, but it was always a frustrating time because, well, Lyle ended up getting the Montrose move because we played them in a reserve game. We played Montrose's first team and he had a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
So they just asked, they didn't think he was available, but they asked the question anyway and realised what the situation had been. But I think even when he went to Montrose, Peterhead were still contributing in some other way financially, so I don't know what went on really.
And for you, on a personal level, I guess, really frustrating time, difficult time for you, just because I guess all you wanted to do was just play football and you weren't available to do that.
Yeah, it was definitely a difficult time. Me and Lyle especially, we'd train right through the week as normal, and then obviously with no game at the weekend, we'd do extra runs and stuff like that to make sure we're still getting the same workload as other boys, while asking the question about getting on loan or going back. And then it just got to a point where I knew I was out of contract. It was too late to go anywhere else in League 1 and League 2, I think, and a few offers in the Highland League. I thought I could go out to Highland League, do well, and Dundee could just look at it and go, well, we should be doing well at that level.
Mm.
So I thought I'll just get in touch with Jim again, and hopefully, even if I wasn't going to play, I'd come back. And if things didn't work out, like, end up what I've done this season. So I was still training with them. So just asked Dundee if I could go back there, and they said if he's happy with it, then I can do.
Was that something that had happened before? I think it probably did before James McPake left the club. So maybe was it something to do with him, or was it higher up, do you think, it was getting involved?
I think it was higher up, because I think McPake had planned for us to go on a season loan and was happy for us to see out the season there. And then I think it was something, they were pulling us away from training or something, and it was higher up. I don't really know who, but we were left out of all that. We didn't really get told much.
Yeah, and the irony, of course, is the two teams get drawn in the Scottish Cup.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think you probably would have been ineligible anyway for it. But it just added a little bit more kind of spice to it, I guess.
Yeah, no, it was another one like that. After the B team drawing them early on in the season, and then drawing each other again, and then Josh scoring as well.
Yeah, I know.
Something like that, but no, I was just watching in the stands that day.
How was Lyle taking that situation then? Was he fairly the same kind of opinions as you?
Yeah, we were both really frustrated, because obviously it was nothing down to us, that we couldn't be playing games. But then when he got that Montrose move, he went there, played nearly every week, done really, really well. And he's gone back to Dundee with a point to prove as well. Hopefully he manages to get into that team as well. He's got the ability to do it.
Yeah, he certainly is, and hopefully does well, especially now with championship level. So he should be doing well there. Once the change of manager came in, do you think that maybe that was the situation might have changed for you guys?
Yeah, initially I did think maybe it was, because we didn't really know what had gone on, but obviously it became apparent that it was higher up than that, and not just to do with them, because even when that new manager came in, I went and spoke to them, like, explained the situation, asked what would be happening, and it kind of just, I was asking to be recalled, obviously, because I thought Peterhead was finished. It just never happened, it never happened, and then ended up going back here, but didn't play anyway.
It was kind of out of the blue, really, that you came back then. So how did the situation get resolved, or did it get resolved, or did you get to the point where it was a case of, well, you need to be doing something?
Yeah, it never really got resolved between the two clubs. I just took it on my own back to go and speak to Jim again, just to explain that I'm out of contract in 2 months. I know, even if there's not much hope of me playing here, I'd like to come back. And if the chance does come to play, hopefully do well and prove a point to Dundee. Because I think just sitting there doing nothing for that 2 months wouldn't have done me any good. I know I didn't play anyway, but the chance was there, hopefully. So I had to do something instead of just sitting about.
at least you were in amongst, you know, you were there with Jim and Davey, at least training in front of them, and they were, you know, I guess, you know, still be able to catch their eye, still show that you can still do it, if you like.
Like, we went on when we were really struggling, I came back, then as soon as I came back, went on a good run as well, that last six games or so, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously consolidated our place in the league, stayed up.
So all in all, last season for you was a bit of a washout then. It's one to forget. So in terms of where you're at in your career progression, do you think you've maybe lost a year as a whole, or is it something that you can maybe learn from?
Obviously there's points you can learn from it throughout, but overall I thought, yeah, it was pretty much a waste of a year. And I said that to Dundee when I got told I was being released. I think I just said, this year on a whole has been a waste. And obviously, there's not much I could have done about that at times as well. And I agreed with that, but obviously the decision was made, so...
Well, yeah. They kind of really disagree with it, can they?
No, no.
But hopefully you're there burning your bridges at the same time that you didn't walk out. And just in case something happens again.
No.
No, okay. So you're back at Peterhead. You've now signed for next season. You mentioned, obviously, that there was an offer there. You wanted to take time and make the decision. Now that decision's been made, how confident are you that this is going to be a better season for you?
I just think I can show my ability again, get a few games in, consolidate my place in the team, hopefully. We've obviously got a small squad, so I think a lot of the boys will be needed, especially just now. But I think we can still do well. I think the boys we've got here are a talented group. We just need to add to that now, hopefully, before now in the Aberdeen game.
In terms of the defensive line, there's a lot of competition. Yourself and Robbie competing it for right back, but I think you were playing left back as well for some of the friendlies as well. So, you know, as you said, it's going to be a smaller squad, but maybe you're going to have to maybe just adapt slightly in terms of where you can play.
Robbie's done it. He's come in and done well. Jim had said to me when he was offering to sign me, he said, I think I can see you playing either side of the defence, right back or left back. And obviously, just now we don't have an out-and-out left back. Obviously, Andy McDonald can play there. Done it a couple of times last season, but he said there's a real chance to go and play either side of the defence. So hopefully, I don't really mind where I play as long as I'm playing. So hopefully, I can get in, keep my place in there.
And Jim seems to have this knack of identifying a position for a player that maybe they don't necessarily know. Like you said, with Josh, obviously coming in as a midfielder, but you know, Jim Cena is a right back or a right wing back, and he's going to do well. So there's obviously something there for Jim that if he's sent to you, like I can see you as a left back, you must have said, well, okay, maybe I can play left back.
Yeah, I think Grant as well, obviously, when he first came in, everyone's seen him more of an attacking wide man sort of player, but came in and played midfield and done really well. Was all around the midfield, getting on the ball, driving with it. So he obviously knows, he can see how a player would suit a role, so hopefully he sees that wherever it may be for me.
And you, as you said, watching games at Balmain, what was it like for you playing there for the first time for Peterhead?
The first time I came on, it was a bit strange. I'd only ever played in it once when I was in primary school. We got to play a cup final on there, so that was the only time I'd been on it. When I just came on, it was only, I think it was 7 or 8 minutes that first game. And then didn't really think anything of it until afterwards. Man, the first game with the fans was different as well.
Mm.
Much felt more normal back what it would usually be like. So hopefully this Aberdeen game will be the most fans up playing in front of, definitely. On the pitch.
It should be a sellout anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
But do you, obviously because you're fair period, do you get the impression that there's more folk maybe looking out for you or maybe watching how you're getting on because you are playing for Peterhead?
Yeah, hopefully. It's always good to see local players. I think the fans appreciate that as well. So get behind me, hopefully. And hopefully I can reward them on the pitch by putting in good performances.
And get all your mates for school and things like that to come in a couple of games as well.
Yeah.
boost the coffers a little bit. It's a talking point, I guess, amongst Peterhead fans in terms of like local players. You're obviously the one and only at the moment. There is a few fair Aberdeen, but there is a... Would you feel maybe that there's a lot loss of maybe identity in terms of the local players and the club looking for local players coming in?
Yeah, I think there's, especially recent times when I've been watching, there's not been nearly anyone. I think Aaron Norris was probably the most recent one before me. And you can always sense that the fans want the local boys to be there. He always got a good reception when he came on. He didn't play too much, but I think there could be more local. Like you say, if there was a youth set-up, maybe it would help a bit more. But as long as I've watched, it's always been a lot of boys travelling from Glasgow end, maybe. But this season seems to be a few more from around about Aberdeen.
Yeah.
We're starting to get training sessions Thursday nights now up here as well for that boys, rather than only getting the one a weekend.
Yeah, that bus up for up here seems to be getting fuller and fuller in terms
of... Yeah, I think we're
running
out of places now.
You're going to need a bigger bus, that's what
I think so, yeah.
Or two buses anyway. You mentioned the cup game against Aberdeen. Obviously, that's a huge game. It's the first game of the season. At this present moment in time, both teams are maybe, I wouldn't say struggling, but are going through a transitional period in terms of bringing in players. It's a bit difficult to kind of call, but how do you see the game going?
Obviously, we're massive underdogs, but that can sometimes suit a team. They'll be coming here with all the pressure, especially with it being, obviously not a derby, but near enough. The two teams, they've come off the back and not a great season. A lot of pressure on them from the fans, especially. They'll have a few new boys playing. They don't want to get off on the right foot, whereas us, nothing to lose really. Go out there, play our game, and hopefully get a result.
And you could be marking Ryan Duncan, of course, as well.
Yeah, could be. He looks to have done well so far in pre-season. So hopefully he goes there and kicks on as well, because he was brilliant for us.
But after the first game, of course.
Yeah.
You can kick on after that.
Yeah,
In terms of the league, then, again, it's going to be another tough season ahead. You know, a lot more full-time teams in it. You know, they've also got Kelty coming up as well, Edinburgh, FC Edinburgh coming up now as well. So how do you see the season going in terms of the preparation? Do you think we can be competing higher than we were, or do you think maybe, you know, anywhere around sort of about 6th or 7th is where we will be?
Obviously, it looks really tough. I think this is probably the toughest it's been in a few years, so the amount of full-time teams. Like, you look at it, there's probably at least 4 teams looking to go and win the league, I'd say at least. But last season, I think our position didn't reflect how we played. I think we had a lot of good football, just struggled to score goals at times. But I think if we play certain stuff like that, obviously we'll need a few more bodies in. The squad's too small just now.
Yeah.
I don't see why we can push to be like middle and above that in the league. Obviously difficult with full-time teams because none of them will be accepting any less than that. But and with the way we played last season, if we keep that up, just add more goals to it, maybe a few silly errors out of the way, mm-hmm. then we could push on and have a good year.
And for you personally then, obviously you've signed for a year. Is this obviously going to be a big year for you in terms of, you know, where your career can go? So how much are you looking forward to it? Is it, is you still got that excitement and buzz, or are you a little bit kind of nervous about it because you've had such a bad year last year?
I think I'm looking forward to it. I didn't think it would feel much different signing here because I've obviously been here the last couple of seasons, but there is something different about it now that I'm signed officially as a Peterhead player. I'm just really looking forward to it. I mean, I knew if I dropped down to part-time football, I'd want to be playing here. Obviously, the club was supported, close to home, and hopefully get us a good season.
And how do you think you'll adapt to part-time football then? Because obviously you're going to get training every day, but I guess you'll obviously still be, you know, hit the gym or doing whatever you're going to be doing in between times. But do you think it'll take a bit of adjustment for you?
I think it will take a bit of time to adjust, but we'll be training twice a week, and then obviously from the lockdown and COVID, that keeping fit during that time, because we were just having to do runs and all that, so I think I can still do that in times when I feel like I need to. But I think it'll take a bit of getting used to, but it shouldn't be too bad. All the boys are fit enough anyway. I think most of them can just transition into full-time easy enough, so hopefully it's the same going the other way.
And as you said, we'll look forward to a good season and maybe even getting yourself on the score sheet as well, and
yeah,
being able to celebrate in front of your own fans for the first time.
Hopefully. That's the aim for this season. Hopefully get at least one. I'm usually a one-goal season man, so one would do. A few assists in there, maybe, hopefully.
Well, that's I guess if you're going to be playing a full-back, I guess the assists would be the more important thing, but you know, if you chip in with one or two, I think everybody will be quite sure for that.
Yeah. I think that's what we need to add, goals. Because, obviously, Rusty, I think he finished on 15 last season, a good goal return, but it was just a while out with that. We struggled for goals. Scott Brown always adds goals, so that's a lot that we've lost from the team. So, hopefully, from all areas of the pitch, we'll be able to chip in.
Well, Donny, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. I know we've spoken to you a few times over the last kind of couple of seasons. Always enjoy it, and I think we've made it. We haven't been too quiet about how much we're big fans of you in terms of your football ability, and we've said before just how nice a guy you are, and your family as well. We've met them a few times as well, so we're overjoyed, I guess we should say. I'm chuffed that you've actually come here. It might only be for a season, but you know, hopefully it will be a good season for you and for everybody involved.
Thank you very much. Hopefully have a good year, that could lead to be getting extended as well. It might not just be one season, but hopefully this goes well.
We'll hope so. So once again, thanks very much for coming on. I thought I enjoyed it. I wish you all the success for the coming season, and we'll probably see you at some point again during the season, and hopefully maybe even like a goal or two as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, cheers.
What an absolute thrill it was to have Danny on the podcast, and we're particularly pleased with how open and honest he was with us. Big thanks to Danny for coming on and taking the time to speak with us, and good luck for the new season. Thank you to you guys for listening as well. I do hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back again next week, so until then, stay safe, and we'll see you all again very soon. Cheers.